In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Peace and love to all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, baby. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 1960s.
Record executive Florence Greenberg, founder of Scepter Records, the Shirelles record label, wrote the song and was originally titled I'll Be True to You. The Shirelles gave the song a much better title, and it stuck. The song was released as a single in 1962 and met with great success, topping the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Here's Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy.
Well, my first song was written by John Lennon and released in 1964 by the Beatles. Maybe you heard of them. Mm-hmm. It was their eighth British single. The song was one of the earliest uses of guitar feedback in popular music. And it actually happened by accident. John Lennon rested his guitar up against the amplifier speaker, uh-huh. and Paul McCartney hit an A on his bass. Uh-huh. And that's how the beginning was done. And they said, oh, that sounds kind of cool. Let's use it.
Oh, interesting.
So drop that at your next trivia party. So the song topped the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart for 3 weeks in 1964 and early 1965. Enjoy, I Feel Fine.
Said so.
portion of the show is being brought to you by...
I told you the PTA is coming tonight, George. I'm too busy for nonsense.
PTA, huh? Gonna serve your coffee?
If you joke about my coffee again, you hear Mrs. Olson like a broken record.
Well, as one committee member to another, maybe you should try Folger's coffee.
Why Folger's?
They blend it special. Folger's uses mountain-grown coffee.
Mountain-grown?
Yeah, that's the richest kind. Bet your husband tastes the difference.
Mrs. Olson, I'll try Folger's on him tonight.
How about another cup, honey?
You second on my coffee?
Tastes kind of great tonight.
See? No trick to making coffee. All you need is a better coffee.
Folger's.
Try Folger's, the mountain-grown coffee. Mountain-grown for better flavor.
You know, Mrs. Olson, she was kind of creepy. I mean, no one invited her in ever. She just showed up in your house. I mean, that wouldn't work today.
Not with this COVID thing.
I wondered.
You just can't show up in anybody's houses anymore.
All of a sudden, you turn around and Mrs. Olson's, they're like, meh.
You know what we forgot to tell our people out there listening?
What?
To stay 6 feet away from their speakers.
That's right. We forgot to tell them to do that.
Yeah.
Yes. Please stay 6 feet away from your speakers.
Exactly, because we want to be socially distanced.
All right. Safe broadcasting.
Here's a song that was recorded by the group Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, and the song reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and remained in that position for 5 weeks in 1963. The single also reached number one on Billboard's R&B chart for 1 week in November of 1963, and the record also earned the group a Gold Record Award for Top Song of 1963. This is going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Sugar Shack.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks, and everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, there's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard and her feet are bare. I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, yes, to that Sugar Shack. And now that Sugar Shack queen is a married to me, yeah. Sit around and dream of those old memories. Ah, but one of these days I'm gonna lay down tracks in the direction of that Sugar Shack. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that Sugar Shack.
The Vogues are an American vocal rock group from Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania. Yay, go Turtle Creek.
They go slow.
They are best known for their chart-topping single, 5 O'Clock World. But this song peaked at number four in 1965. Here's You're the One.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever.
You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
Keep me in your never let us part. Ooh, never leave me, please don't deceive me. I want you only, you must believe me. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. I adore you, and no one before you could make me feel this way. Since I met you, I just can't forget you. I love you more each day. Be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
This song by the Rooftop Singers.
Did they sing on the rooftop?
Probably.
Like outside
commission? Oh, did they sing that song too? Up on the... No. Never mind. I hit the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 2 weeks at number one in early 1963. It spent 5 weeks on the Easy Listening chart, and it reached number four on the R&B chart. Enjoy Walk Right In.
My next song was made popular in 1964 when a group from Birmingham, England, named the Moody Blues, recorded it. It reached number 10 on the Billboard Top 10 in 1965.
So and the Billboard Top 10?
It reached number 10.
Is this supposed to be Billboard Hot 100?
This is even a more focused group.
Yeah, right.
Billboard Top 10. Just squeaked in.
Okay, we're going to see how good this song is.
It is. It's a good song. Okay. You'll recognize it.
Okay.
Listen and enjoy. Go now.
We've already said
of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Humane Bait Shop, the only bait shop in the world that sells only severely depressed worms who have lost the will to live and have volunteered to go on suicide missions for fishermen so that their lives won't have been completely in vain.
That's a cute one. This next song is a rhythm and blues song by Fontella Bass, and it was recorded and released as a single in 1965. It proved to be the biggest hit of Bass's career, reaching number one on the R&B charts for 4 weeks and placing it at number four on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Not the one, that 10 chart, that 10s. No, it's 100 chart.
Uh-huh.
Here's Rescue Me.
You and your love to come on and rescue me. Come on, baby.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Yeah, baby!
You say you.